The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So apparently Ireland may have the most expensive fuel taxation, motor fuel taxation, by the end of the year. We've already been talking about what the government takes on excise duties on alcohol, a form of indirect taxation out of your after income tax money. Kevin McPartland, Chief Executive for Fuels for Ireland. Why do you think Ireland will lead the EU in motor fuel taxation by the end of the year?
So a survey was done across Europe in February, and it showed that at that point in time, Ireland was in the top tier of countries and member states in terms of the percentage of the price of fuel at the pump that was paid in tax. But actually, we've had quite a few changes since that time. So we had the excise duty increase on the 1st of October, and we're about to have on the 1st of October another 2 cent per litre increase as a result of the carbon tax. And the carbon tax is a bit unusual in the budgetary cycle because it's well known in advance what it's going to be each year, so we know it's going to be 2 cent. At that point in time, about 54% of every of all the money spent on diesel is going to go in taxation, and that would make it the highest proportion of any member state in the EU. Petrol is slightly different; it's about 57%, but that only takes us to number three in Europe in terms of the proportion of the price that's paid at the pump going directly to the government.
So if you pay, just for example, €1.80 for a litre of petrol, it's quite likely that at least €1 of that goes to the state.
About €1 is going to the state, yeah.
Okay, and just run through the various taxes and levies. So there's excise duty?
Yeah, so the big one is excise duty. We then have the NORA levy, which is actually no longer. So the NORA levy was originally the National Oil Reserves Agency. It was designed to pay for a stock to be developed in case we ever had a crisis. Now, actually, this government changed that, and the NORA levy doesn't really bear the name anymore because it's actually used to fund the Climate Action Fund.
Okay.
So we have those. Then we have, there is a Better Energy levy, which is actually something we administer as the industry association, which pays for the oil industry's obligations under the Energy Efficiency Obligation Scheme, but that's not actually a tax, so we don't count that in the elements that we have. And then the big one is the VAT. So when prices are high, as they are now, because the commodity prices are high, the VAT, the value of VAT collected is higher. And that's why, despite the fact that we had the excise duty cut, or at least part of the excise duty cut continuing until August of this year, in 2023, the government collected more in taxation than it ever has before on fuel.
So we, as a result of the higher base price than what it was leveraging off that higher base
price.
Exactly,
because the stock is expensive at this point in time. It's also worth pointing out that the VAT applies on the excise duty and the NORA levy and the Better Energy levy. The VAT is the very last thing to apply, so it's tax on tax at that stage.
Okay, we were talking earlier about tax upon tax when it comes to alcohol consumption, and that has contributed to a decline in the amount of alcohol consumption. So could it be that this is a way of actually encouraging people to use their cars on fewer occasions, and that then if they will spend less money on petrol or diesel for their cars, there will be less environmental issues because they have actually used their cars on less occasions?
Well, this is where fuel is a really untypical product. So your economists will talk about price elasticity. You know, that if you increase the price of a product, demand for it goes down. That doesn't work in fuel. And we can prove that.
Why not?
Not a matter of opinion. Well, really, it's because people don't have a choice. People don't decide whether or not they're going to drop the kids to school, whether they're going to go and visit their granny, whether businesses are going to deliver their product to market based on the price of fuel in any given.
Well, sometimes they do have the choice. There are lots of times when the children could be walking to school and they're driven instead.
Well, whether that is influenced by the price of fuel or not is a different question. But I can tell you that 2 years ago, when you had me in this seat and you were talking to me about the price of fuel being over €2 a litre and how we were explaining this, the volumes of sales did not drop. So that tells you that it doesn't have that instant reaction. Now, long term, yes, of course, we all have to move away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy. And the taxation system that we have at the moment needs to support that. This is one of the reasons why we think the Minister for Finance has to establish an expert group to really comprehensively review all of the different taxes and levies that apply to fuel. And it should have three priorities, in my opinion, and I'm open to others being suggested. The first is that one of supporting the transition to sustainable renewable fuels. The second...
Sorry, how would that work?
So, for example, we have a lot of subsidies and supports and incentives for people to switch to EVs right now. If you buy an EV, there's a small grant. There's also a grant for your EV charging. Also, the fact that under the civil service rates, if you drive an EV, you claim expenses at the rate of a medium-sized ICE vehicle, and the running cost is far lower. All those sorts of things. But in addition to that, we should also be looking at how we can support advanced synthetic and biofuels, how we can support hydrogen for fuel cell electric vehicles. So that's that first point. We need to support the transition. We also need to recognise that 6% of the entire tax take of the state comes from fuel. My members collect that. And the government needs that to keep hospitals and schools open and all those other services that we all rely on. But the third thing is the piece that I think is missing right now. And that is that we have to make sure people can continue their ways of life, businesses can continue to operate. And at the moment, what we have is all stick and no carrot for the people who can't make those big changes, those switches to EVs for whatever reason. It's just keep loading on the price, keep loading on the price. It doesn't work. It doesn't work from an environmental perspective. It doesn't work from an economic perspective. And coming into a general election period, I don't think it works on a political level either.
Kevin McPartlin, Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.